Sunday, October 10, 2021, 5:53 a.m. Okay, I'm gonna start painting, even though it's kind of late. It's Sunday though, so I should be able to paint some stuff here. Let the day go by. I don't care what happens. Let's see. Well, I almost talked myself out of painting on the big panel and going on to something else, but there's so much to do, you know? I mean, for whatever mood I'm in, there's always something I can work on. And right now, I feel like working on something kind of small. I got the little flying saucer to the lower, below Homer Simpson to the left. And it's got a beam, and I'm going to make it a tractor beam on the coming down to the ground, picking stuff up. I'm going to put people and maybe cows and stuff like that being sucked up into the spaceship. Because that could really happen. It could. According to what we're experiencing in this world today. I don't know if I mentioned it. I think I did. That I did see in my lifetime, I did see an unidentified flying object. And to this day, I can't explain what it could possibly be because I've never seen anything like it before. It moved. It moved in a with such scale and quickness that it couldn't possibly be. It could, you know, it could possibly be something that was natural. Let me put it that way. Something that was like a, you know, basically what we were calling it was a fireball, okay? But it wasn't just a fireball just standing there. It was a fireball actually moving very quickly into the distance and so fast that the path that it took, it was like a bouncing fireball, like something bouncing along the surface of the earth. And why would it do that if it was something, you know? I mean, but like I said, it was so big in the distance. That's the thing. You know, could it have been a meteorite bouncing along the ground? I don't think so, because meteorites don't do that, right? They don't. I mean, if it was something that initially hit somewhere on the earth, you figure that going at that speed, and it wasn't going so fast as to burn up, I think, like meteorites do. You know how fast they are coming into the Earth atmosphere? You can see, phew, it's like, and it's gone. You know, it wasn't that slow, what fast, it was a little slower than that. And it had a pinkish orange color to it, as I recall. But it was such a short glimpse of it, you know? Because my cousins, this was in New Mexico, and this is the same year that that some police officer actually saw an unidentified flying object on the ground in southern New Mexico, a little not close to where I was, but closer than I am now, that's for sure. So. But my cousins had been telling me that there was, you know, they see fireballs every now and then, you know, it was a national, a usual occurrence for them. And one late spring, I think it was, or early or late spring, we were all walking in the evening to some place, and the back part of the property that we lived on, which was acres and acres, and but anyway, so we're walking, and I was, you know, when you walk, you kind of look down to see where you're going and stuff. And one of my cousins said, "Look that!" And you look up, and you see it going off into the distance, you know. and when I say the distance, this was okay. So we lived in the Rio Grande Valley part of central New Mexico, and it was all green where we were, but just to the east of us, there was a desert, okay? And this This was in that desert part, which was easily a mile away, I would say. Easily. You know, maybe even more. But easily a mile away. I'd say probably about a mile away. And looking at the paintings, I'm thinking about something else now. I'm thinking about sanding some of that stuff down that I was saying was too thick, but I think I gotta let it dry up a little. How's it feel? Oh, nah, it still feels a little sticky. Yeah. Well, that part is, the windmill part is. But, yeah. Maybe let that dry just a little bit more before I sand on it some more and repaint it. But anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, flying saucers. And now you see on the news that these Navy pilots have been seeing these unidentified flying objects because they and that doing things that nothing on Earth that we could invent could do. Okay, actually, so if it's actually something that the Russians or Chinese or some other countries made, you know, that would be really amazing how they could do that. What kind of, because the propulsion system is not detectable. You know, there's no heat signature, there's no anything, you know, and it can go from underwater to the sky and out, you know, as far as you know, maybe into space, you know. So it could happen, you know. And you got the old stories of, and I say old, but you know, decades old stories of people claiming that they were abducted by aliens and taken to a spaceship and butt probed. So it could happen, I guess, huh? So let me put it in the painting. Let me get the painting here before I talk myself out of it and go do something else as far as another painting's concerned. Be back. I wanted just to mention, like I said, I don't usually work in the quiet. I have worked in the quiet, and I will work in the quiet again in the future someday. But today, I'm listening to Rossini, and it's a playlist of his overtures on Spotify. So that's what I'm listening to today. Be back. 8:56 a.m. Okay, I gotta get going here. I gotta go outside and do my usual stuff, take the dog out and feed him. And the wife wants to go do some shopping today too, besides everything else we usually do on Sunday. So better get going here. Have a good one.